Staten Island and Brooklyn Congressman Michael Grimm was indicted on 20 charges in Brooklyn federal court today. He's pleaded not guilty to all of them. They range from underreporting wages and payroll while he ran an Upper East Side restaurant to perjury, wire fraud, and mail fraud. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was at Brooklyn federal court this morning and joins us now. What was the scene like, Stephen?
Well, inside the courtroom, it was orderly and efficient, typical arraignment, in which Grimm was read the charges against him and submitted his not guilty plea. He was told to surrender his passport and any firearms. But outside, Amy, it was quite different. There was the kind of media hoopla usually reserved for salacious scandals of politicians like Anthony Weiner or Elliot Spitzer. You might remember Grimm gained some major media infamy earlier this year when a New York One reporter asked Grimm on camera about an ongoing federal investigation into his campaign fundraising. Grimm threatened the reporter, saying slightly off camera he was going to break him like a little boy, is kind of what it said, is what was heard audibly.
How did the former FBI agent come across today?
Grimm seemed well aware of his attention on him now. In what seemed like a carefully choreographed move, he actually switched locations for his press conference from the front of the courthouse to the front of the Brooklyn War Memorial just across the way, perhaps hoping for some better optics. He seemed actually quite taken aback by the number of reporters and photographers joking, "You'd think I was more popular than the president."
How did he address the charges against him?
He called it a political witch hunt. He blamed opponents for trying to take him down because, as you said, he's a former Marine and FBI agent. He calls himself a political outsider. Grimm is a Republican who's already on the ballot for the midterm election this fall and is the only Republican in the New York City delegation. He feels this is an attack on him.
Grimm has had a spotlight on him for a while now. In 2012, the House Ethics Committee announced he was under investigation for possible campaign finance violations leading up to his 2010 election. That was when he first entered Congress. Today's indictment is a totally different federal probe. Today's charges don't talk at all about those alleged campaign finance violations or that probe. Do we know why?
Well, U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch says it's routine to expand the scope of an investigation when it comes to someone's business dealings. She told reporters today she began investigating two of Grimm's campaign fundraisers, but says she switched focus halfway through when looking at his records related to an Upper East Side restaurant he was a partner in. It's called Healthalicious, which he opened in 2006 after he left the FBI. So while Grimm's not facing any campaign finance charges today, he told reporters he's actually glad to finally have some official charges to fight.
I'm somewhat relieved. After 2.5 years of just being deluged and bombarded with allegation after allegation after allegation, I haven't been able to fully defend myself. It's been anonymous sources, and let's be honest, let's call it what it is. Absolutely shameful, disgraceful government leaks.
The federal investigation into Grimm's alleged campaign finance violations is ongoing.
Do we have a sense of what his constituents in Staten Island and Brooklyn think?
Well, I spoke to Robert Aulis. He's a supporter who actually lives 3 blocks from Grimm's office. He came down to Brooklyn Federal Court to support him today. He gave Grimm a handshake and a hug. I asked him, why did you want to come down? And Aulis told me when his son, Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis, died in Afghanistan last summer, Grimm comforted him.
He's the only politician that came to my house and held my hand and my wife's hand and my daughter's hands and helped us, you know, wanted to know what he could do and everything else. The only politician.
That said, we sent WNYC's Arun Vengopal to Staten Island today to get a sense from his other constituents what they think, and he got very mixed reactions. Some said they were actually quite happy to see him finally indicted on something. Others supported him. Grimm made it very clear today, Amy, that he plans to continue serving these constituents, and he plans to fight the charges tooth and nail to clear his name.
And I guess that means he will continue running for re-election this fall. WNYC's Stephen Nesson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.